sell? Simple. Secure transactions. F&B is a licensed commercial bank. F&B. Health changes everything.
Bro, have you ever noticed how everything in nature runs like clockwork? The seasons, the tides, even how our own bodies heal.
Yeah, it's like the whole universe is ticking in sync, like some kind of giant clock.
Exactly. I believe that kind of order points to a creator, God. Nothing that precise is random.
Makes you wonder, if there's a clock, maybe there's a clockmaker.
And if there's a design to all this, maybe there's a reason behind your existence too.
Every moment is a chance to point to something greater. Start the conversation. You might just lead someone to discovering God's purpose for their life. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Christian Voice News with Global Link.
The government urged to strengthen laws on gambling. CRAS rules out bus fare reductions for month of February. And leader South Africa's second largest party will not seek re-election. Good evening with the main news. I am Christabel Kamano. The Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mshalika has called on government to formulate stronger laws to ensure strict regulations of gambling in the country. Dr. Mshalika says the current regulatory framework is inadequate to address the growing concerns surrounding gambling, adding that new and tougher laws are needed to effectively control the sector. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mshalika suggested that government should consider introducing laws that would allow betting centers to operate strictly after working hours. Such regulations would deter especially young people from patronizing these places during working hours, said Dr. Mshalika. He, however, noted that if stricter laws fail to adequately regulate gambling, government should consider banning the practice altogether. Dr. Mshalika added that banning gambling would also align the country with its declaration as a Christian nation. There is simply no productivity in betting. Instead, it is a mindset killer and a danger to society, as it makes people believe they can be productive and make investments through gambling, said Dr. Mshalika. He further expressed concern that gambling has become a contributing factor to rising cases of suicide in the country, a situation, he said, must be discouraged at all costs.
So perhaps to discourage betting, we should see an increase in taxation on betting companies. Running a betting business must become very expensive. Yeah, and apart from that, just like we promote that beer drinking places must be regulated. They should not open in the morning. The same way betting companies should also open after people have worked. And there should also be strict observation on age limits for people can enter such places.
The Minister of Health, Elijah Muchima, has disclosed that government will position Chinese engineering experts in the country to service cancer medical machinery manufactured in China, citing challenges in maintaining the equipment locally. Dr. Muchima says the decision follows discussions with China after the ministry recognized that a significant amount of medical machinery, including that for treating cancer used in public health facilities, is sourced from China, making routine servicing and repairs increasingly difficult. He was responding to a question during the National Assembly's question for oral answer session today after Nimba Member of Parliament, Minyani Zolo, asked if the country had enough qualified personnel trained by the manufacturers of the equipment and whether the ministry was considering training Zambians to repair and service the machines. In his response, Dr. Mshima explained that one of the arrangements by the ministry is to have experts coming to train local engineers and that the ministry is also in discussion with the University of Zambia on the training aspect. He said other discussions are to have Chinese engineers to be positioned in Zambia to maintain Chinese manufactured medical equipment currently in use. These engineers are experts who are familiar with the equipment produced in their country, and their presence would help ensure that machines are properly serviced and remain functional, said Dr. Mshima. He added that the move is expected to improve the efficiency of health service delivery by reducing equipment downtime in hospitals and health centers across the country. The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has urged commuters not to expect reductions in bus fares following the recent reduction in fuel prices by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB. CRAZ President Aaron Kamoti says there has been little willingness among key stakeholders to engage and review bus fares in light of fuel price reductions. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamoti noted that the monthly fuel price review mechanism has also failed to bring stability to the transport sector. He explained that stakeholders remain concerned that the continued depreciation of the kwacha could trigger further fuel price fluctuations, making it difficult to sustain fare reductions. Mr. Kamoti has therefore called for the adoption of a more stable fuel pricing mechanism that would promote predictability and long-term stability in the transport sector.
As for now, I think that's a position because we don't know what is coming this month. It may go up or come down. So if we had a quarter of savings, I think that would have helped the situation. Even the operators can plan. Even us, as we are arguing, we know where we are standing. So the point I can put across here that I don't think there's a possibility for us to look at the reduction in bus fares.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says the outcome of the Kasama mayoral by-election is a clear indication that President Hagainde Ndahijilama is delivering on his campaign promises. Mr. Mwetwa said although some developmental works are still ongoing, the people of Kasama have acknowledged the president's commitment and confidence that the outstanding projects will be completed. Speaking during a media engagement in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwetwa said the United Party for National Development will use the Kasama mayoral by-election victory as a springboard towards the 2026 general elections. UPND will use the Kasama mayoral election to gain momentum ahead of the 2026 general elections, said Mr. Mwetwa. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa has urged political commentators to refrain from making tribal sentiments regarding the Kasama mayoral by-election. He said that voters in Kasama cast their ballots based on the UPND's delivery record. Mr. Mwetwa also challenged the opposition to explain to Zambians why they should abandon a working government. He further urged opposition political parties to focus on issue-based politics and avoid divisive statements that may threaten national unity.
Unlike other lenses such as tribe, ethnicity, region, church affiliation, or any other such affiliation as may be misused to misconstrue the real situation playing out on the ground. The UPND victory in Qatar, in our view, is a reflection of confidence by the people of Qatar and Lukasha in President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership, and therefore is a valid stamp of solidarity and signal ahead of the 2026 general election.
In African news, South Africa's Democratic Alliance leader John Justin Hussein has said he will not seek re-election as the party's leader in April, a move that may threaten the stability of the coalition government. The DA, South Africa's second largest party, entered into a coalition with its arch rival, the African National Congress, in 2024 after it lost its parliamentarian majority, a blow for the party. Steyn Hussein took over leadership of the pro-business DA in 2019 and currently serves as